The DNR board is debating whether to require coal-burning power plants in Wisconsin to cut mercury emissions as much as 90%. Scientists say that would reduce the buildup of mercury in species like large sport fish and protect human health. Yesterday, the DNR brought in representatives from the utility and pollution control industries to update the board on the latest technology. Ramsey Chang is with the Electric Power Research Institute. He says a variety of changes at power plants or with chemical additives are showing promise but are inconsistent.
What that means is, wow, we got 90% one day. We go back a week later, we get 70. So these fluctuations, which I cannot go into details, show us that we need to get a little bit more data. But we're getting much better. We have much more confidence.
One site showing promise is a major demonstration project at a We Energies plant in northern Michigan. But Tom Campbell of the Institute for Clean Air Companies says there have been problems there too. One almost damaged a fabric filter that controls small particles.
Well, what we did find out is we almost set that baghouse on fire and burned it down. We did not injure anybody when we opened it up, but we came close.
Campbell says some states are offering financial incentives for faster reductions in mercury, but he says utilities are also facing rapidly rising prices for technology like emission scrubbers. The DNR board may vote on the mercury reduction proposals this fall. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.